KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, May 12th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they have swept the LA Lakers out of the second round of the NBA playoffs with a 115-110 victory last night in Los Angeles. Oklahoma City led by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who had 35 points. LeBron James ends his 23rd season with 24 points and 14 rebounds. The Thunder now advance to the Western Conference Finals, where they will take on either Minnesota or San Antonio. Cleveland's Donovan Mitchell delivered a historic second half last night. He scored 39 points in the second half as the Cavaliers defeat Detroit 112-103 in Game 4 of their Eastern Conference semifinal. Mitchell had just 4 points in the first half, finished with 43 overall. Cleveland used a 24-0 run between the end of the second quarter and into the third. And that series now tied at 2 games apiece. It is headed back to Detroit for a Game 5 tomorrow night. Spurs star Victor Wembanyama will not face any further NBA discipline after being ejected for an elbow to Minnesota's Naz Reid in Game 4 on Sunday night. Wembanyama was assessed a flagrant 2 foul and ejected early in the second quarter after the elbow hit Reid in the neck. The NBA reviewed the play, say they will not upgrade or rescind the ruling. He's now eligible to play tonight in San Antonio with that series tied at 2 games apiece. The Buffalo Bills will debut their new stadium in Week 2 of the 2026 NFL season. They will host the Detroit Lions on September 17th in the Thursday night football opener on Amazon Prime Video, the league announced on Monday. The Bills matchup was among 3 schedule highlights revealed yesterday, with the full NFL schedule set for Thursday. The Dallas Cowboys will open up the season at the New York Giants on Sunday night, September 13th, NBC's Sunday night football opener. And the Cowboys will also host the Philadelphia Eagles on Thanksgiving Day, November 26th on Fox. Former Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson will be inducted into the team's Ring of Honor during the 2026 season, the team announced yesterday. Peterson, who played for the Vikings from 2007 to 2016, will be honored at halftime of a home game this season, with that specific date yet to be determined. A 7-time Pro Bowl selection with the Vikings, Peterson holds franchise records for career rushing yards and touchdowns. He won the NFL MVP award in 2012, rushing for just under 2,100 yards. Peterson will become the 29th member of the Vikings Ring of Honor. The Kansas City Chiefs are preparing to hand over Arrowhead Stadium to FIFA next month as the venue undergoes its final transformation for World Cup soccer matches. Arrowhead Stadium, which has been modified to meet the FIFA field requirements, will host 6 group stage matches, also a round of 32 match and a quarterfinal during the World Cup. The first match is set for June 16th, featuring defending champion Argentina against Algeria. The renovations to the stadium include removing permanent seating, adding modular sections, upgrading the playing surface, and installing an air system beneath the field to support grass. During the World Cup, the stadium will be known as Kansas City Stadium. It'll then revert to back to Arrowhead and the Chiefs after the World Cup knockout matches conclude in early July. And that's a look at your sports for this Tuesday, May 12th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.